Hi, everyone. Welcome to Girl Code.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Carla. It's Maddie's birthday today. We're recording.
Oh, yeah.
We're literally recording in real time.
This is real time birthday Mads coming at you.
Birthday Mads, freshly 26.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Anywho, what better way to celebrate your birthday than kick off a whole new series?
We're very excited. We are starting a segment called Mini Mondays. We've been doing the podcast for 4 years now. So we thought we would go back through the archives and share with you some of our favorite moments. So you can expect a new episode every Monday. It's only going to be a short one, but it's going to be some of our favorite insights, things we've learned, things we've said. Or in guest interviews as well.
And we've got so many years of content and, you know, there's a lot of new listeners and maybe you don't feel like scrolling all the way back.
So Mini Mondays will be 10-minute episodes on top of our regular Thursday episodes.
To kick off the series, we have one of our very favorite episodes. We had Margarita Nazarenko on, I think it was last year.
Yeah.
It was one of our most popular ever episodes. It was, you know, we got a few divided opinions, which is always fun. But we took a lot from it, and this is one of our favorite moments from the episode.
So we hope you enjoy, and welcome to Mini Mondays.
Do you know the secret to success with men is if you don't outlogic them? We think that if you use logic in order to win an argument with a man, because I can outlogic most people, that's the way my brain works, right? But if you go with feeling, they can't win. So for example, if you're like, I don't know, what is it? We shouldn't go somewhere tonight, somewhere that you really don't want to go. Because someone's going to be there. Jessica's going to be there, you know?
Jessica.
And if you're like, babe, I know how she looks at you. This is what she does. This is how female friendships work. I know what she's like. You're using logic. He's going to be like, why is she trying to control me? Go with, I just don't feel too. I feel so wrong being there. I can't tell you right now, but it's just how I feel. And it will make me so upset to be there. I can't even explain it because he's got nowhere to go. Respect women's feelings more than they, because if you fight with logic, he will out-logic you and we will just go on and on and on. Sometimes go with your feelings. I don't feel to. I don't want to. This makes me sad. Yeah. It's okay for things to make you sad. Like if he's following other women, don't be like, that's disrespectful in relationships. That's not all. No, it upsets me.
And also that is like 90% of our questions. We have an open submission box.
Yeah.
How do I stop my boyfriend from liking, watching OnlyFans, from liking girls' photos,
Instagram,
following girls on nights out, all
like
of
this.
That.
Baby, I noticed you follow these women and that's fine. You're probably not doing it to hurt me because I know you wouldn't want to hurt me, but it makes me so sad because it's not how I saw my life and it makes me really upset. So if you could stop, that would mean the world to me. And if you don't want to stop, I'll accept that, but I'm not sure that I want to be in something like that. And if he doesn't stop, understand that he does not value you enough. That's that.
Mic drop. I'm going to clip that. And every time we get it, I'm just going to play that little recording of you.
I also think the big thing that I'm taking from this is being vulnerable. I feel like that's
feminine energy is
scary sometimes.
It's terrifying. Yeah. How much I would just want to be like, I can do this all by myself. Yeah. I can make money. You can fuck up. Like even I'm married, I still want to be like that. But sometimes I'm like, do you know what? I'm going to be vulnerable. I'm going to say, I can't do this. I need you.
Mm.
It hurts me when you do that. It opens up the door for them to actually hurt you. But let them hurt you faster so you can move on than 15 years of why are you following her? Think about how we talk to each other. If you're sad, you're not going to hide from her that you're sad.
Mm.
We are okay with being vulnerable and then we can move on. Now I'm happy. Now I'm sad. This is how I feel. It's the flow of feminine energy. I'm not going to hide it for you just because you're a man and you don't understand that. That's how I feel and that's that.
Yeah.
And you know what? Men like feminine women more than they like masculine women because we like something that we don't have. Otherwise, what does he need a woman for? He's trying to balance masculine and feminine. When you can balance it, that's when it's the best.
Okay, so you speak a lot about high-value women.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your definition of a high-value woman and what would her qualities look like?
I think I took the wording high-value women because that was something online that was popular at the time. I don't make up that definition. I make up that wording. But if you want to be high-value and that is what people are talking about, I'll tell you how to be it. I'll tell you how to be successful in a relationship. I'll tell you how to be whatever it is you want to talk about. I'll tell you. But high value means what? Valuable to whom? Valuable to how do you attract the dream man or valuable to yourself? I think value intrinsically is in knowing your own self-worth. And the faster you can understand what it is, it's not, you know, those interviews when they go, hi, so what would you give yourself out of 10? And the girls are like, 11. What do you mean 11? That's strange because you've got no basis in the world reality because you know what? We all operate in this kind of societal way. So right now, all women are saying that they're an 11 just because we've been taught to be girl bosses and we're confident. And if you don't say I'm an 11, then you're not shit. Back in the day, Edwardian times, humbleness was this thing. So if you'd ask a girl, oh, what are you? She'd be like, oh, I'm a 3. I'm very ugly, you know? So we just all go around in a whole like acting how we see society to be accepting of us. So what value isn't what you say. It's what you genuinely feel. Are you, let's say, looks wise, are you a 5 and you're comfortable with that? Are you a funny person? Are you like comfortable in your own body? Are you comfortable with your own emotions? Are you comfortable with who you are and how you appear in life? That's all it is. It's not somebody who's trying to prove something, is what I'd say. And that is, I think, at the core of it all. When I make these videos, it's more so, please stop taking shit from men, is the core of high value.
And that's it for this week's Mini Monday episode.
We hope you enjoyed. And if you want to listen to the full length version of the episode, we'll put the link in the bio for you to check it out.
See you on Thursday for our next full episode.
Bye.